When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 191, Fish Don't Know They're in Water, and What Do You Hate Not Doing? By Derek Sivers of Sivers.org.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, old friends? Welcome back to OLD, also known as Optimal Living Daily. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who reaches out to bloggers for permission and then reads them to you so you don't have to. Today is back to Sivers Sunday. It's been a while, but really quick, have you subscribed to this show? If not, please do. You'd be surprised how big of an impact it has with iTunes. And if you already have subscribed, is there any chance you could tell someone about the show, either by email or in person or text or whatever? You can link to oldpodcast.com, or if it's in person, just showing them how to subscribe would be awesome. Podcasting is still relatively unpopular, so I'm sure someone would love to know about it. And I think that's enough of an intro, so let's get to it and start optimizing your life. Fish Don't Know They're in Water by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. Fish don't know they're in water. If you tried to explain it, they'd say, "Water? What's water?" They're so surrounded by it that it's impossible to see. They can't see it until they get outside of it. This is how I feel about culture. We're so surrounded by people who think like us that it's impossible to see that what we think are universal truths are just our local culture. We can't see it until we get outside of it. I was born in California and grew up with what I felt was a normal upbringing with normal values. I was speaking to a business school class here in Singapore. I asked, how many people would like to start their own company someday? In a room of 50 people, only one hand reluctantly went up. If I would have asked this question to a room of 50 business school students in California, 51 hands would have gone up. Someone would have run in from the hallway just to raise their hand. Thinking maybe they were just shy, I asked, "Really? Why not?" and asked individuals. Their answers? "Why take the risk? I just want security. I spent all this money on school and need to make it back. If I fail, it'd be a huge embarrassment to my family." Then I realized my local American culture, the land of entrepreneurs and overconfidence. I had heard this before, but I hadn't really felt it until I could see it from a distance. All of my Singaporean friends live with their parents. Even pretty successful ones, even married ones, even up to age 35, live with their parents at their parents' home. When I told one that I left home at 17, she was horrified. She said, "Isn't that horribly insulting to your parents? Weren't they devastated?" Then I realized my local American culture again, the emphasis on individualism, rebellion, following your dreams. I had heard this before, but I hadn't really felt it until I could see it from a distance. My culture isn't in the center. It's off on the edge, like one petal in a flower, like they all are. Not right or wrong, just one of many options. Yes, the rest of the world can enjoy a good laugh at the stereotypical American just now realizing he's not at the center of the universe. I'm just a fish who didn't know he was in water. What Do You Hate Not Doing? By Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. We've all asked ourselves, what do I really love, or what makes me happy? I've wrestled when the emotion-based answers conflict with expectations. I'm a musician, but I love working alone. Does that mean I should be a producer instead of performer? I'm an entrepreneur, but I hate doing business deals. Does that mean I'm more of a CTO than CEO? Last week, I thought of it a different way that I like better. What do you hate not doing? What makes you feel icky, irritated, annoyed, or off track if you don't do it enough? I hate not programming. Programming to me is the ultimate purposeful creativity. I have so many ideas in my head of websites that would make the world a better place if they existed, services that could help people. It's just a matter of taking 1,000 hours to type it all out and turn ideas into reality. Any week not programming is a disappointment to myself and maybe to others. I hate not writing. There are so many things I've learned that I think would help other people to know. Things I wish someone had told me sooner. Things that have made my life better, brighter, or wiser. I want to tell everyone these things before I die in a well-explained way so they're not misunderstood and easy to pass on to others. And more new ones are added every week, so I have to keep writing to get them all out. Any day I'm not writing, I'm falling further behind in this goal, which makes me feel worse. I hate not biking. I love the adrenaline rush of riding my bike. I love knowing it's good for my health and making my legs and cardiovascular system stronger so I can bike across India soon. I love it so much that when I don't do it for even a few days, I get annoyed. When I see other people biking and I'm not biking, I get jealous. I hate not talking with friends. I'm in my own head so much that I love hearing what my friends are thinking about instead. I love how my friends think. I care about them and feel icky when too disconnected from them for too long. Asking the double negative seems to be a better indicator of what I really love doing than asking it in the positive. Anyway, I'm probably overlooking some of my own, but now I'm curious to hear yours. What do you hate not doing? You just listened to the post titled Fish Don't Know They're in Water and What Do You Hate Not Doing? Both by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. It's always nice reading from Derek's blog. And actually, if you want to hear his voice and hear him reading a post himself, check out the big episode 100 here on the podcast. He reads two posts to you there. It's pretty awesome. And actually, that whole week is really cool because I had a bunch of different authors read their content instead of me as a little celebration. And that wraps up this Siver Sunday episode of OLD. Tomorrow's going to be another edition of Minimalist Monday, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.